Okay.
It's recording now, Kim.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so if you gentlemen like to step up to the microphone and go ahead and go. Introduce yourselves, please.
I am Jamie Young. I'm the Chief Operations Officer at M&M Cornell.
Larry Robinson, Service Manager at M&M Cornell.
So at a high level, we're growing like crazy, which is a really good thing. We have divisions in Maryland, just north of Montreal, Quebec. We have one in Ormond Beach, Florida, and one in just outside of Seattle, Washington. The primary business is here in Maryland. Our business in Canada is growing. We're getting 3 to 4 months of orders every single month, and they can't keep up. And we're getting, in Maryland here, about a month and a half to 2 months of orders every single month. So we're in growth mode, we're in hiring mode, and we're in expansion mode. And as a result, we have recently leased part of the Kosky building next door to us, and we plan to build out the portion that we lease to be able to manufacture our systems there. And we put together a plan. Phase one is we hope to have operational by the end of the year, which is a 25,000-foot space that's going to be fully built out to be able to manufacture what we do with cranes, air conditioning, heating. What we're requesting specifically, and you've seen some drawings, is there's not going to be that much to the outside of the building that will be noticeable. There's going to be 2 doors on the building, overhead standard, commercial overhead doors. They're going to be 14 by 16 on the side of the building. One is going to be to take product and raw materials in, and the other is going to be to pull finished goods out. What we're specifically requesting is on the door where the product goes in, there's going to be a small apron, concrete apron, at the door that will be on Kosky's property, and then it'll be crush and run out to the road, and then crush and run from the road onto the current M&M property. That crush and run will be basically enough width. I think it's on the drawing, I don't know specifically, but it's enough to bring in an 18-wheeler to unload in the building. Some of that obviously is going to be on the town right away up to the road, and we're going to level it out to be at the height of the road. And then on the door out, because it's going to be heavy equipment coming out, and we're going to be using a portable crane to load it onto trucks, we need a concrete pad. So there's going to be a 22-foot wide by 50-foot long concrete pad that's going to go from the exit door to the road. And then in addition to that, we're going to be putting in a transformer and pad for power. And there's going to be a temporary pole that's required because we can't get the power company to get us the equipment they need fast enough. So we're going to put in a temporary pole that we can get fast enough that'll feed that transformer, and that pole can be removed as soon as the power company gets us what we need. And then the last thing on the outside, as you can see on the drawing, is a pad that's going to hold an M&M-built refrigeration unit. Air condition the building.
I don't know if you guys are looking at that, but I brought spare prints from.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tom Andrews, make sure we were all well equipped and have we all have copies.
really, that's what we're looking for, right? I mean, as far as existing out exterior of the building.
So the ask is for us to basically allow you to put the pressure run in part of the town right away?
Crush and run
the concrete
up to the road.
Okay.
And the concrete pad is mainly on Kowski's property, but some of it might intrude. We're not 100% sure from the road up there how much off road is Kowski's land and how much is the town's. So.
I have no problem with anything y'all want to do up there. I do have 2 questions though.
Sure.
On your 22-foot by 50-foot concrete pad, right across the town road is that just a marker for natural gas? Because it sits right there.
That's a Comcast.
The yellow one is?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay. I thought
I because I thought yellow
was
natural.
Yeah, I always
thought it was too.
I was going to say that's a heck of a thing to have right there if that was just a marker, because that's going to be a tight turn, isn't it? Trying to come off that path. You're just going straight across there.
Okay.
Okay.
That was my other question, was trying to make the turn because it seemed narrow coming out at that spot.
There's a fire hydrant there, too, that has bollards beside it that we have to avoid.
Okay.
And then where the concrete pad is, it's very close, or it may be on where some town water valves are, but we've had the town come out, and they said if needed, they could raise it, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was riding through the other day and looking. I knew there's a couple things, like, right by that door. I knew it was going to be a tight turn if y'all were turning, but...
Right. Yeah. Down the back road, we have some yellow tape marked out, kind of where the doors are going to be, and then that there's an existing transformer on site, and we have some stakes in the ground where the proposed where they're going to put the additional transformer.
And if you look at the overhead picture that's in the top corner of that drawing, it shows you the portion of the Koski building we're leasing.
Does that show it on the print?
Yeah. It's roughly right in the middle of the building. So where there's currently a small transformer pad, that's the center of the five bays that we will be leasing.
I don't have any problems or any questions.
No, same way here.
Unfortunately, down the road, once we open this, if we get in there, we hope to get more people from the town and the area around, because of course we're going to need help.
Well,
you know, employment-wise.
I know you guys keep my son-in-law busy.
Who's your son-in-law?
Steve Blades.
Oh.
We're together every day, so.
Yeah. And when you see Steve, tell him he's the man. And he'll
So what do we need? Just the motion to let him put the concrete on town property?
So I would, in addition to that, require them to fill out and submit an application for a permit to perform work in the town road or right-of-way, just so that you have it on file. It doesn't need to be recorded, but it basically says that they're responsible for any damage to town property when and if they remove it. They have to restore it to original condition. It's a 2-page application.
Okay. Yep, that won't be a problem.
Do we have that in house to give them?
Right.
Okay.
I can send it to. I just did one for Trap that I can send to Larry right now.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem with that.
I know this is not required, but I thought I'd share it anyway. So far this year, we've hired almost 40 people in the current facility.
Awesome.
Our plan next year is to hire 43 more. The vast majority of those hires are going to be skilled labor and welders. So we need welders to the point where we're actually going to start giving out scholarships for local kids.
Oh, no.
Great.
To go to welding school to try to attract more people. So if you know anybody that's getting ready to finish high school and really wants to be a welder, we can financially support some of those folks, because we're going to need... In phase two, which we're hoping will be in 2024, will be another 55.
Great.
So
nice.
A lot of growth, a lot of money hiring for the community, but welders are hard to find.
Have you reached out to the technical school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in them already.
Okay, great. No, that's awesome. I love it.
In York, Sussex Tech in
okay.
Delaware and Chesapeake. We've done.
Yeah, we just did a job fair in Chesapeake.
That's where we
Great.
That's exciting.
Really. Yeah, it is. I'm glad to hear you guys are doing well and growing.
Not only from the town of Fellsburg, but surrounding.
Trying
to pull people in, because we all know the size of our community around here. So.
And one more little point that might be important for you guys to hear. One of the reasons that we're growing so fast is we use all natural refrigerants, which are very environmentally friendly.
And you're worldwide.
That's very nice to hear.
And you're worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know Steve wanted, they said that years ago, that he wanted to send them to China.
We're in the Philippines.
We sent something to Vietnam yesterday.
Wow.
We're sending something to Mexico next week.
So do you send people to help install them when you send the equipment?
Steve, take
a welding class.
a lot of our stuff is sold to a contractor in-house.
Okay.
They implement it or install, and then M&M will go perform a startup service,
right,
and then service afterwards.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
You can see the world.
Great. That's awesome. So do you want to make a motion?
Yep.
Do we need that based on the return of the permit?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll make a motion. We allow M&M Carnet to put two pads in the town right away, connecting to the town road, in condition that they signed the permit as such.
I second.
Oh, Mayor, I totally agree with everything you want, but I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Yay, congratulations. I'm excited you guys are growing like that.
Yeah, we are too.
If you hear of anybody, send them
all
over.
Oh, we will.
Doesn't just have to be welder, electricians,
Yeah, I'm going to stop by for a tour.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We'd love,
yeah,
I'd love to.
Sounds awesome.
Place.
As long as the guy's been around, you haven't been up there in years?
I've
never
been
in there.
Really?
It's been 25 probably since I've been up there.
Yeah.
We would love to give a tour.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. We got to do a tour of DART, and it was just amazing how the stuff works. So I think that would be really cool. So great. Well, wonderful. Thank you. I'm excited.
I've printed off some bigger prints. So D's got it. Do you want?
Yeah, we'll need it for the building department.
Yeah, I've got two. I brought two copies with me. I actually brought the existing the way it is now, and the new spec to it, and then. We were nice enough. We even kind of drew, saved what's going on inside as well. So
great.
That's why I don't look inside for the print. So
awesome.
You know.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a great
thank
night.
You all. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all. Have a great
night. Thank
you.
You too.
Yep. Need something, Ms. Cole?
All right. I'll send Steve.
I'll tell him you were asking. Thank you.
Take care now.
All right, next we have a request for an executive session for legal advice. Can I get a motion to go into executive session, please?
I make a motion that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Sounds good.